This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Bring in my pal Greg Jarrett, who's Fox News legal analyst, New York Times bestselling author. His latest book, Trial of the Century. It's a great book, Scopes Monkey Trial, Clarence Darrow, William Jennings Bryan, and a good picture of early 20th century politics. Greg, welcome back. Thanks for this. Thanks for being on the TV last night. Really appreciate it very much.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, I'm sorry for my outburst, my non-legal outburst, but I really do believe Biden wants to throw Trump in jail so he doesn't have to run against him. But
I agree wholeheartedly. You know, this is Biden prosecuting his political opponent. It's outrageous.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. You know, your points on the Presidential Records Act versus the Espionage Act and the violation of the attorney-client privilege. And also, there's this other thing. Lawyer Stanley Woodward, they promised him a judgeship. This is all incredible stuff. But, you know, the guy from Judicial Watch, Michael Bekesha, agrees with you. Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project. And I don't know if you saw, Will Scharf just wrote a long piece. He's a former federal prosecutor. He helped on the confirmations for Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, and he's run for Missouri Attorney General. They all agree with you. I want to get to the Burisma thing, but just quickly on the Trump indictment, Greg, can you quickly summarize for our audience how you see this story playing?
Well, I think the defense team, once it's fully composed, they're going to level a bunch of pretrial motions, one of them based on the Presidential Records Act, another based on selective prosecution, another based on a lawless warrant, overly broad warrant on Mar-a-Lago last August. They're also going to make a motion to exclude and suppress the testimony of Trump's lawyer, Evan Corcoran, who was forced to testify before the grand jury. This was an erroneous decision by a Washington judge who said, you know, we can pierce the attorney-client privilege here. It's wrongful. It doesn't apply to the trial court in Florida. And then, you know, if you knock out some of the underlying charges, then that gets rid of, I think, on a pretrial motion, obstruction of justice charges, because you can't, you know, be guilty of obstructing a non-crime. There's no motivation to do it. If you honestly and genuinely believe that these documents are yours, you're allowed to keep them, then you haven't obstructed anything. That requires a corrupt purpose, what the Supreme Court calls immoral, depraved, and evil intent. Honesty or an honest belief, even if it's mistaken, doesn't rise to the level of obstruction. And then you got the thorny problem of jurors. I mean, you know, they don't have security clearance to see the classified evidence, and they must be shown that classified evidence. So what do? I mean, I think the only thing you can do is to declassify the documents. So then you've got the former president of the United States accused of having classified documents that have since been declassified. If that sounds absurd, it is.
How long? This can go on for a while?
It can, because many of these motions are so critical to the trial that they have to be ironed out in advance. And either side can appeal because these are petitions and arguments that are called interlocutory. Well, that takes time. You've got to go to the 11th Circuit. There have to be arguments, oral and written. Then it has to be considered. Then you can appeal to the Supreme Court. So, you know, I know Jack Smith, the special counsel, has been wishing for a speedy trial. I find that to be a bit of a pipe dream.
I mean, was it Trump said if you put all the charges together, he'd be in jail for 400 years. I mean, it is inconceivable to me that they actually would put a former president in jail. I mean, I just it's just inconceivable to me. It's nothing
well,
like
and
that
I think
has
the
ever
public,
happened.
The public backlash is going to be severe over
wow.
this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, imagine a president who serves for 4 years. He has the ultimate classification authority. That doesn't just get switched off on January 20th when he leaves office. And, you know, former presidents get classified top secret briefings all the time after they've left office. And that's important. So they can help, if asked, advise the incumbent president. So, you know, to somehow criminalize this, even though I think the prevailing statute is a civil statute, the Presidential Records Act, you know, to me is just the most egregious overreach I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's totally political. Greg, let's talk quickly about the Burisma bribery thing. We learned last week that the source, the whistleblower's source, has said there these 17 tapes, telephone tapes, where the basically it is alleged and assumed it's the CEO of Burisma speaking twice to Vice President Biden, and then I guess speaking 15 times to Hunter Biden. And the, at stake here was the alleged $5 million bribe to the president and $5 million to Hunter. Now, I mean, if these tapes are permitted to be played, it's going to cause an unbelievable uproar, but it's also going to indict Joe Biden, won't it?
Oh, it absolutely will. The question is, do the audio recordings exist? Who has them right now?
Right.
Apparently, according to this confidential human source, they rest in the hands of this top Burisma executive. And remember, this human source is a long-serving, trusted, impeccable record of getting things right, so much so that the FBI paid him $200,000, perhaps more. So this is not just some guy who walked in off the street. He's a reliable source. And, you know, it was credible enough that they put it in writing, the FBI did. And if the audio recordings actually exist, you know, Joe and Hunter Biden discussing bribes in exchange for a foreign policy decision, that's not just a bevy of crimes, Larry. It's an impeachable offense. Remember what impeachment is: treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanor. Well, what I find so alarming is the FBI has been trying to hide this. First, they said they wouldn't acknowledge there was this 1023 form memorializing it. And then they, under pressure, finally coughed it up. But they redacted the portion of the tapes. Why? This is an unclassified document. Congress is entitled to see it. Indeed, the American public is entitled to see it. And yet they redacted the most critical part of it that has nothing to do with making sure the confidential human source's name is not disclosed. No, this is about the tapes. So the question is, Senator Grassley posed it, what, if anything, has the Department of Justice and the FBI done to investigate? In a hearing this week, the deputy FBI director wouldn't say. He wouldn't say anything about it. That in and of itself is highly suspicious.
It will come out, Greg. You know the tapes will come out. They've Grassley, of all people, James Comer too. Comer's a real bulldog. But Grassley, you know, you can't take on Chuck Grassley. He has enormous stature in the Senate.
And well, did the FBI even seek the tapes? That's the question. Are they sitting in Ukraine somewhere in a vault? You know,
I gotta get
the
out.
FBI has a lot of explaining to do, and so does the DOJ. A
lot of explaining. You're exactly right. Anyway, Greg Jarrett, thank you. Folks, you've got to read Greg's book. I'm going to push it again. Trial of the Century. It's fascinating. Clarence Darrow versus William Jennings Bryan. Anyway, Greg Jarrett, thank you as always. Folks, quick break. On the other side, famed pollster John McLaughlin. I want to talk about the latest poll that shows Trump beating Biden by a sizable amount. It's the Harvard-Harris poll, very reliable. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show on 77 WABC.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to bring in John McLaughlin, my longtime pal. He's a great pollster, strategic consultant. He's the CEO of McLaughlin and Associates, along with Brother Jim. John, by the way, my regards to Brother Jim. I haven't talked to him in a while.
He's doing well. He's recovering from knee replacement surgery, but he's still working. So he's doing
my
great.
Gosh. All right. Yeah. These are tough. John,
basketball again. Okay.
some news this morning. Okay, actually last night, a new Harvard Caps Harris poll. That's our friend Mark Penn, who's a Democratic pollster, but I think you would agree he's quite a good one. Trump leads Biden. Trump leads Biden by 6 points.
Right.
45% of respondents said they would vote for Trump if the election were held today, compared to 39% for Biden. Now, that's a pretty healthy lead. That's not the only poll that shows Trump beating Biden. I want to get your take on that, John.
That's always been an accurate poll that tracks with us. And Larry, you and I, you know, with the President Trump's past campaigns, full disclosure, I'm still working for him. I saw him twice this week. And in the past, we were always in 2016 and 2020, we were always saying we could win an electoral vote on battleground states. We never led in the national popular vote. Mm. And now we're leading in the national popular vote. It's not just Mark Penn's poll, which is accurate. It there's a series of polls in the average that usually has us down in past elections, as is up in negative two. Our last national poll at the end of May had Trump leading, and we published it on our website, McLaughlinOnline.com, had Trump leading 47-43. Hmm. Now, the interesting part related to what you were talking about earlier in the show, the Biden corruption is getting through to the voters. We asked a question about, you know, if in the April poll, if they're aware of the Biden-Bragg indictment of Donald Trump, and 82% said they were. In the May poll, we asked, right after Congressman Comer came out with the proof of the bank wires going to the Biden family from China, we asked if they were aware of that, that the Bidens had got millions from China, and only 55% were aware of it. The difference was, if you were aware of it, in that 55%, you were voting for Donald Trump 60-33. If you were not aware, you were voting for Joe Biden 52-33.
Huh.
So Biden, no, I keep, because I've been telling President Trump, the only crime he committed is he's ahead of Biden in the polls. And that's because Biden's a horrible president. I mean, he's the worst president we've ever seen. He surrendered Afghanistan. 71% of all voters think the country's on the wrong track. He has a 57% disapproval. Most voters think we're in recession, and they think the economy's getting worse 70-26. So Biden, Trump has a pro-growth message, and Biden has a no-growth message.
Right.
And so what happens now is, Biden, every time something's coming up on his family or Hunter Biden getting this money from China, he's indicting Trump. And the ironic part is Trump is going up in the polls. Although I told the president there's better ways, President Trump, there's better ways to try to go up in the polls. But he's like, every time he indicts us, we go up. And the reason is, like, we just had a poll in Iowa that the campaign put out, and this is after the indictment. He's leading the field 51-19. DeSantis is at 19, Tim Scott 9, Mike Penn 6. DeSantis is going down. In our national poll, Trump is up at 54, and DeSantis, who was at 31 in January when Trump was only at 42, I mean, Trump's at 54 and DeSantis is down to 16. Ron DeSantis has no reason to run right now because his message was, I can win and Trump can't. Well, it's wrong. Trump is ahead in the polls, and he's leading Biden. And right now, when you attack Donald Trump, you may be helping Joe Biden and not helping the Republicans take him out.
I mean, I've been very blunt about this. I mean, the idea that Trump is the easiest candidate to beat with respect to Biden, that's not true. Biden knows that's not true. That's why Biden wants to convict him and throw him in jail. All right.
If
Biden really thought Trump was an easy win, he wouldn't be doing this. And if Trump's numbers were low, this would never have happened. I mean, it's all politics. We know that politicalization of the justice system. But this, John, your other point, and you're an old Reagan guy like me. This is going to be a kitchen table economic election. Now, it may be a kitchen table economic corruption election, but I'm just saying, you look at the numbers on this. As you say, people think we're in a recession. Only about a third back Biden. I mean, put it differently, over 60% are unhappy with Biden on the economy. And that's a huge number. And that is not going to improve, John, because the economy, you know, we had Steve Forbes on earlier. Whether we go into an actual recession or not, we're in a stagnation period with lingering high inflation. You know, gas prices, $3.58. You know, that's about 40% higher than where Trump left him. So this is not going to change. Biden's in trouble on the economy, and that means he's in trouble, period, full stop.
Right. And it's like you said, Reagan had to tame inflation when he came into office. This is an inflation recession where people are not, their wages aren't keeping up.
Yeah.
And they know it because, you know, the stats may say inflation, oh, it's only 4% now. People don't believe it because they're going to buy gas and they're buying food and their wages are not keeping up with it at all.
Yeah, 26 straight months. 26 straight months decline in real average weekly earnings. That's a remarkable number. 26 straight months, John McLaughlin.
Right. And they're looking at this and they're saying when Trump was president, it went up and they had, and their buying power went up.
Yeah.
And their wages went up. And it's a really important comparison. And now you've got Joe Biden trying to keep his family out of jail by trying to put Donald Trump in jail. And I have clients in democracies in Europe, and they say to me, the ones in Central Europe saying, this is what the communists did. Mm-hmm. They would indict, they would prosecute their political opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And here you've got a situation where Biden is trying to cover up because in that Iowa poll that we just did for Trump, 96% were aware the Justice Department indicted Trump, but 73% said the investigations are about trying to stop Donald Trump from running for president. Mm. Only 16% thought he committed a crime. These are Iowa caucus goers. 74% believe they're unfair and unjust.
John, is anybody, so DeSantis has slumped quite a bit. Is anybody picking the slack up from DeSantis? I mean, I don't know. Tim Scott's out there. Mike Pence is out there. Anybody rising?
Well, Tim Scott did go from the end of April, our poll, he was at 1%. Now he's at 9%. Mm-hmm. So he had a good announcement that you could see, unlike Ron DeSantis, where you just didn't know what was going on with the internet, with the internet space with him. But by the way, I want to go back to your point about the Biden corruption.
Less
because
than
in our last national poll, when we told the voters that the Biden Penn Center got $105 million, was funneled from Hunter Biden's clients from communist China into the Biden Penn Center, where they kept those documents, all of a sudden Donald Trump goes up to 49 and Biden drops to 37. Wow. So we go from a 4-point lead to a 12-point lead. So
John McLaughlin, great pollster, my dear friend. Tell Jim to recover from the knee operation. Thanks, buddy. Folks, we're going to talk some more politics with political consultant Roger Stone, who interviewed President Trump on WHA.